Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at the table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "I tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I enter your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, since she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. For the Pharisees, what Jesus had done, surely for them, it's a bad example, because he allowed the sinful woman to touch him, and also forgive her sins. They were amazed. How come this man, if he's a prophet, he doesn't know all these things? But Jesus, through the occasion, telling them, also telling us, many of our sins were forgiven because he loves more. Many times we doubt whether God forgive us. This is a time we have to reflect on ourselves, how much we love, how much love we share with our people. Jesus said, the more we love, the more we are forgiven. Thank the Lord. He gave us a simple way of life, to love all people that he sends before us. times we criticize people, they don't love me, they don't love us. And Jesus is always telling us, always being the first one to love. Jesus loves us first, not because we love him. Always being the first one to love. Even to love unconditionally. Jesus loves us because not because we are good to him, just because he's love. He just wants us to share this love with others. Since we received this love from Jesus, so we share this unconditional love with others. That's simple. Jesus wants to see this world be changed through our good example. The more we love, the more Christ present in us, among us. It is more important to witness love on earth, the type of love that Jesus gave us. So let us ask Jesus to give us this strength to continue to forgive, continue to share our life, our love with others. Remember, the more we love, the more our sins are forgiven.